Good afternoon from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for non-conference basketball play today between the Dort College Defenders and the Grace Royals. The Dort College Defenders, 9-16 this season. The Grace Royals come in 3-21. Good afternoon. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from courtside on the south end of the scorer's table here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Had the opportunity to visit with Coach Craig Steensma earlier today about the matchup between these two teams. And we also talked about what happened Wednesday night with Dort College at Dakota Wesleyan. And here's what the coach had to say. Coach Craig Steensma joins me as the Dort College Defenders get set to take on the Grace Royals in non-conference women's basketball play. Coach, let's talk first of all about Wednesday night. Your team battled, really limited Dakota Wesleyan offensively, kept yourself in the game, played a good second half. A lot of positives you can take away from Wednesday night.
Yeah, I think we probably played one of our better second halves, you know, just in terms of scoring and stopping them and limiting our turnovers and rebounding. We did all areas pretty well, and hopefully we can build on that. You know, there's some things there that we can take away from that game, hopefully, that we can build on. But, you know, it's pretty late in the season to make a lot of changes, but we found a couple things that I think offensively can help us in the quick attack part of the basketball game.
Grace Royals today, what do you know about Grace?
Well, they shoot a lot of threes, and they play very, very up-tempo, and they're not very big, you know, and they've had limited success, I think, you know, due in part to the fact that they're not tall, and so they just attack off the dribble and shoot a lot of threes. They have two players that have combined to shoot 400 of them, so they're going to, you know, they're just going to jack up shots, and, you know, we should have a rebounding advantage, and we should have a defensive advantage, but only way we get those things to be our advantage is if we work really hard.
What do you look at as the keys? What are the two or three points of emphasis you put on the board today?
Getting great shots, getting second shots, and limiting their good looks on the three-point line would be three things.
It's Coach Greg Steensma talking about the matchup between Dort College and Grace. The Grace women's basketball team is 3-21 this season with wins over Central Kansas. Central Christian of Kansas, I should say, Union of Nebraska. They fell to Grace twice. The Royals have... Three GPAC teams have lost to three GPAC teams this season, including Mount Marty, Northwestern, and Concordia. They'll face Mount Marty and Concordia again before the regular season ends on February 18. Grace has lost four games in a row since a win over Union on January 22. The losses have come to Kansas Wesleyan, Lincoln Christian, St. Mary of Kansas, and Waldorf. Karen Roscoe scores 11.7 points per game for a team that is converting 51.8 points per game and allows 85.7 points per contest. Orozco has made 61 three-point baskets in 229 attempts. Natasha Carver adds 8.8 points per game, and she is 43 of 157 from the three-point line. Diane Odrago has scored 6.4 points per game. Royals have been out rebounded this season by an average of 55.7 to 38 and have been limited to 28.5% shooting, while opponents make 43.2% of their field goals. Opponents have tried 602 free throws, while Grace has gotten to the free throw line just 376 times. The Defender women are 9-16 overall, 1-15 in the ultra-competitive Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're looking to snap a six-game losing streak. The Defenders are 6-8 in home games and have a conference win over Nebraska Wesleyan. The Defenders are averaging 64.3 points per game and allow 71.5 points per contest. The Defenders have out-rebounded teams 43.7 to 40.2 and make 37.6% of the shots from the field that they take, while allowing teams to make 37.7%. Dort limits teams to 29.3% shooting from the three-point line and has a 605 to 516 free throws taken advantage. Abby Chapman scores 13 points per game with 3.8 rebounds, and she is 49 of 151 from the three-point line. Kim Cruz scores 9.7 points per game and gets to 6.3 rebounds. Cassidy Vredebo's scoring averages up to 9 points per game, and she is taking in 5.4 rebounds. Micah Hulst is scoring 8.3 points per game and averages 10.3 rebounds per contest. The Grace women lost to Waldorf on February 3rd, 82-60. Orozco led the team with 14 points. Carver and Odrago each had 10. Destiny Gamble scored 8 points. Grace was out-rebounded 54-24, and the Warriors made 49.2% of their shots from the field, while limiting Grace to 30.8% success. The Dort women got as close as 6 points against Dakota Wesleyan on Wednesday night, but couldn't turn the corner, and falling 64-54. The Defenders outscored the hosts 34-29 and were led by Abby Chapman and Kim Cruz with 16 and 14 points each. Michael Hull snared 20 rebounds and 6 block shots. Dort limited Dakota Wesleyan to 26.8% field goal shooting, but allowed 44.4% success from the three-point line. Dort and Grace have not played in women's basketball before today. The Dort men have played Grace, and they hold a 6-0 series lead. Here are your starting lineups for today's basketball game. First of all, for the visitors from Grace. Number 2, Destiny Gamble, a 5'2 senior from Omaha, Nebraska, averages 5.5 points per game. Karen Orozco is a 5'3 freshman from La Quinta, California, averaging 11.7 points per contest. Natasha Carver is a 5'3 junior from Oskaloosa, Kansas, averaging 8.8 points per game. Diana Drago is a 5'9 freshman. She averages 6.4 points per game. And Carol Lyon is a 5'8 sophomore from Giltner, Nebraska, averaging 3.6 points per game. For the defenders, they will start the same lineup that we have seen in recent games. Number 4, Kim Cruz, a 5'7 sophomore from Hull, Iowa, averaging 9.7 points per game. Number 21, Emily Newman, a 5'11 junior from Maplewood, Minnesota, averaging 4.7 points per contest. Abby Chapman's a 5'9 junior from Arvada, Colorado, averaging 13 points per game. Number 32 is Michael Hulst, a 6'3 junior from Byron Center, Michigan, averaging 8 points per outing. And Cassidy Vredeboot is a 6-foot freshman from Caledonia, Michigan, averaging 9 points per game. Most potent scores for Dort College off of the bench, Robin Blunt and Paige Ingbers at 6.6 and 6.1 points per game, respectively. Robin Blunt is a 5'10 junior from St. Paul, Minnesota. Paige Ingbers is a 5'9 sophomore from Pella, Iowa. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the opening tip of today's basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College will have the basketball. Opening tap was tipped out of bounds by Grace, and the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball. Throwing it in will be Chapman. Chapman gets it into Cruz, and we are underway with live action. The Dort College defenders lob it down low for Michael Hulst. Hulst on the block. Comes back over to Chapman. Chapman out front to Cruz. Cruz gives the basketball left side over to Vredeboot. Vredeboot comes back over to Newman. Newman gives it up. Vredeboot. Vredeboot. Newman. Newman top of the key. Right side Cruz. Cruz drives in. Her runner from 10. No good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Grace. It'll be Dort College basketball. Grace in black uniforms. Dark blue numbers and lettering trimmed out in white for the defenders. Home whites with black numbers and lettering trimmed out in gold. Dort College will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Abby Chapman. Chapman gets it in over the top to Newman. Newman hands it off to Cruz. Cruz is fouled on the play, and the foul is going to go against Grace's Karen Orozco. Orozco whistled for her first personal foul, and that is team foul number one against Grace. Dort College will have a fresh 35 to work with. Chapman throws it in to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball out front. Kim has it on the left wing. Back over to Chapman. Chapman at the top of the key. Right side, Vredeboot. Vredeboot, Newman. Newman over the basketball. Newman back over to Chapman. Chapman with the ball on the left side. Gives it up to Cruz. Cruz driving in. Lays it up. Right hand, left side. Good. Kim Cruz with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders lead 2-0. 2-0 our score. Grace basketball. Destiny Gamble drives in. Gamble has it tipped away from her, taken away by the defenders. Coming back left side with the basketball is Newman. Newman down to the baseline. Newman back over to Cruz. Cruz top of the key. Chapman. Chapman lets fly with a three. Got it. Abby Chapman with a three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders lead at 5-0. 5-0 our score. Grace basketball. Karen Orozco takes it across the timeline. Orozco angles off to the left side. Orozco step back three. Throws it up, misses badly, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming away with it was Vredeboot. Vredeboot gives it up to Cruz. Cruz into the front court. Cruz goes left side, Vredeboot. Vredeboot back to Chapman. Chapman another three. This time it's short, no good. Rebound taken away by Vredeboot. Out front to Hulst. Hulst gathers it in. Comes back to Newman. Newman, right side Chapman. Chapman, Cruz. Cruz, open three, baseline, no good. Rebound taken away by Orozco. I beg your pardon, that's Gamble. Gamble with a basketball on the right wing. She picks up her dribble, passes left side to Carver. Carver on the left side. Carver all the way down to the baseline, has a block by Newman. Ball is tipped out, controlled by the defenders. Coming away with it is Newman. Newman with a basketball back over to Cruz. Cruz right side to Chapman. Nobody picks her up. She drives in. Short arms the layup attempt. Rebound taken away by Grace. Grace with a basketball. The Royals take it up. Royals pass left side over to Carver. Carver on the wing. Dort College leading 5-0. 5-0 our score. Grace with it, and we've got a foul called on the drive into the lane. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Abby Chapman. That's foul number one on her. Grace Royals inbounding the basketball. Carver. And the Dort College defenders surrender a pass into the lane. And knocking down the short shot was Grace's number 21, Diane Adrago. Adrago gets the bucket to go. Dort College with basketball. Newman. Newman back to Chapman. Chapman 15-footer good. Left elbow. Abby Chapman with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders lead 7-2. 7-2 our score after the two-point bucket by Chapman. Destiny Gamble travels with the basketball, and Gamble turns it over. Dort College gets the basketball back. Dort College on defense. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz on the left side picks up her dribble. Comes back to Newman. Newman driving in. Her shot high off of the glass. No good. Tap out by Hulst. Rebound controlled by Grace. Destiny Gamble got the outlet pass, and she will walk it up, and we have a timeout on the floor. Timeout charged to the Grace Royals. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Pass went down low to Adrago, and Adrago shuffled her feet before she could put the ball on the floor. And the Dort College defenders will bring it up again. This is Kim Cruz. Cruz across the timeline. She's got it on the left side, picks up her dribble. Comes over to Chapman. Chapman down low. It goes to Hulst. Hulst shovels it back outside for Chapman. Chapman's going to be called for steps. Turnover back to the Grace Royals. New players in. Fatima Dreher and Katrina Hughes. Grace basketball trailing 7-2 are the Royals. Pass comes right side. This is Hughes. Hughes on the right elbow. Hughes passes over to Orozco. Orozco into the lane at the free throw line. Comes back out front. Shot on the way. Off the heel. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Dort College and Newman. Newman with the basketball. She gives it up over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with it across the timeline. Left side Newman. Newman left side to Vredevoet. Vredevoet down to the baseline. Vredevoet tries to take it up strong, and she is fouled on the play. Foul on the play called on the Grace Royals and Fatima Dreher. 7-2 our score. Free throws on the way for Vredevoet. Vredevoet, a 81% free throw shooter. She'll step up and shoot a pair here. She was fouled in the act of shooting. That's foul number two on Grace. Chapman checks out of the ball game. Newman checks out. Cruz checks out. On the floor for the defenders, it's Blunt, Vredevoet, Hulst, Angbers, and Williams. Shot is up. Shot is good for Cassidy Vredevoet. Vredevoet makes both free throws. And the Dort College defenders trail 9-2. 9-2 our score. With the basketball out front is Orozco. Orozco to Hughes. Hughes at the top of the key. Right side three on the way, in and out, no good. Rebound controlled by Hulst. Hulst over to Williams. Williams into the front court. Ashley Williams has the basketball. She passes over to Blunt. Blunt explodes through the hoop. Her layup is good. Robin Blunt with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 11-2. 11-2, Dort College in control early. Pass comes left side, Grace. Katrina Hughes. They cast up a shot. No good from the perimeter. Rebound taken away by Williams. Williams to Angbers. Angbers left side, Blunt. Blunt back to Angbers. Angbers left wing. Right side it goes Vredevoet. Vredevoet dumps down low for Hulst. Kick out Vredevoet. Vredevoet right baseline. 18 to shoot. Now Williams. Williams drives in. Dumps it off for Hulst. Hulst layup too strong. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Grace basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Grace basketball, Orozco. Orozco. They try to pass it out front. That was Raylene Amador. Amador throws it away. Dort College lets it go out of bounds. It'll be Defender basketball. So Dort College inbounding the basketball. Throwing it in is Paige Angbers. Pass comes back over to Angbers. Angbers down low to Hulst. A triple teamer. Comes back to Newman. Newman sets up. Puts up a three. Hits it off the back iron. No good. Rebound tipped. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Williams. Williams loses her footing. Now it's down on the floor. Could have been a tie-up. Instead, it's Grace basketball. Coming up with it is Orozco. Orozco across half court. Orozco goes left side to Amador. Amador's pass taken by Hulst. Now Williams. Williams up the floor. Blunt. Blunt layup right hand. Good. Robin Blunt with 4 points. Dort College leads 13-2. 13-2 our score. Grace down by 11 with the basketball. Katrina Hughes passes to Orozco. Orozco comes back to Kara Lyon. First time she's touched it on the offensive end. Shot is blocked out by Michael Hulst. Rebound taken away by the defenders. So the single season record holder in blocked shots for Dort College gets the block shot there to add to her total. Ashley Williams casts up a three from the right wing. It's not good. And another timeout on the floor charged to the Grace Royals. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Robin Blunt with the basketball passes it outside to Paige Angbers. Angbers knocks down the three. So Paige, the 5'9 sophomore from Pella, Iowa, adds to the Dort College lead of 16-2. Grace basketball, Gamble. Gamble driving in, and she is fouled on the play by Kim Cruz. That's foul number two on the defenders in this half. Foul number one on Kim Cruz, the sophomore from Hull, Iowa. Glad to have you along with me on this Saturday afternoon. Non-conference basketball doubleheader. Pass over the top, nearly tipped by Angbers. She comes away with it. Loose basketball, Paige into the front court. Picks up her dribble, gives it back over to Blunt. Blunt to Newman. Newman left wing. Now Angbers. Angbers back to Cruz. Cruz top of the key, right side Blunt. Blunt comes back to Newman. Newman kick out pass Angbers. Angbers on the left wing. She goes back right side to Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Blunt. Round the horn they go. Back over to Angbers. Angbers three. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Grace. Grace with the basketball. Grace Royals have the basketball. This is Natasha Carver. Grace down 16-2. Dort College has controlled the early going. Lob pass down low to Adrago. Adrago layup good. 16-4. Dort College leading. Long pass ahead to Newman. Newman on the left wing. Newman passes to Blunt. Blunt jump stop in the lane. Dieger over to Angbers. Angbers another three. That one's no good. Rebound cleared by Grace. Royals have it. Carver. Carver on the right side. Moves right. Now cuts back to the left. Gets a ball screen. On the right side, Adrago. Adrago, 10-footer off the heel. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Dieger. Shea Dieger, the sophomore, comes away with a rebound. Robin Blunt with it on the wing. Robin Blunt with it while out front. She comes back to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim Cruz in between the circles. Cruz driving in. They try to run the pick and roll, and she throws it where Dieger was headed, but there was a Grace Royal there to thwart the play. Grace basketball, Gamble. Gamble lob pass to the elbow. Adrago. Adrago gives it up to Wurges. And a foul. No, a kick called on the defenders, I believe. Shot clock remains at 18 seconds on the call. If it was under 15, it would have been reset to 15. Instead, it stays at 18. Hard to believe we are already a week into February. Baseball and softball teams getting geared up for some games in a little warmer climates here in the next couple of weeks to open their season. Basketball season will be done with the regular season 2 weeks from today. Emily Newman with a steal of a tip pass comes away to Kim Cruz. Cruz at the top of the key. Angles off to the right now. Hands it off to Chapman. Abby Chapman with the basketball. She passes left side to Newman. Newman shoves it back outside Bredevoet. Bredevoet right side Cruz. Cruz fakes the pass. Pulls up. Gives it to Hulst. Hulst shot no good. But Micah is fouled on the play. And Micah will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Natasha Carver whistled for the personal, her first. Team foul number three. So two free throws on the way for Micah Holst. Holst is 47 of 86 this season on free throws. She makes them in streaks. First one no good. Let's see if she can get a streak going here. Micah Holst, scoreless thus far. Five different players have scored for the defenders. Abby Chapman has five. And Holst makes that free throw. She is one for two. Dort College leads 17-4. 17-4, our score, Grace basketball. Orozco on the left side. Chapman trying to work the trap with Cruz. Now the pass comes to Amador. Amador trapped, loses it. It's tipped, taken away by Chapman. Chapman driving the other way. Chapman layup, no good. Rebound taken away by Grace and Jesse Wurgis. Wurgis with the basketball. Wurgis over to Gamble. Gamble gives it up. Chapman. Chapman to Cruz. Cruz. Kim Cruz goes left side to Vredevoad. Vredevoad drives in, splits the defense, and she is fouled on the play. They will give her two shots. Foul called on Destiny Gamble, her first. Vredevoad will go to the free throw line to shoot two. She has already made two this afternoon. Trying to stay perfect. Free throw is up and good. Cassidy Vredevoad with 3 points. And the defenders lead at 18-4. Another free throw coming. Second free throw by Vredevoad is up and good. So Vredevoad makes them both. And the defenders lead at 19-4. 19-4 the score. Grace with the basketball in the backcourt. Orozco. Orozco gives it off to Gamble. Gamble pull up off the backboard. Good. Destiny Gamble from the left side knocks it down off of the window. Dort College leads 19-6. Back the other way, Vredevoad. Vredevoad muscles her way to the hoop from the right side, banks it off of the glass, and the defenders back in front by 15 at 21-6. 21-6 our score. Odrago with the basketball. Shot is blocked by Holst. Rebound taken away by Cruz on the block shot of Destiny Gamble. Left side of the basketball is Chapman. Chapman picks up her dribble, comes back over to Vredevoad. Vredevoad with it. They try to lob it down low, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Grace basketball. Grace basketball. And the Grace Royals get the ball inbounded. This is Karen Orozco. Orozco with it. Orozco comes back over to Lyon. Lyon to Orozco. Orozco to Amador. Amador at the top of the key. Amador gives it to Wurgis, and Wurgis commits a travel violation. It'll be Dort College basketball. Defenders leading in this one, 21-6 our score. Kim Cruz will bring the basketball across the timeline. Cruz has the basketball. She's got her on the right wing. Lob pass goes down low to Holst. Holst turns. Her shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. And Michael Holst will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. 21-6 our score. Dort College leading by 15. Michael Holst putting free throws up. First one is off the side of the iron. No good. She's now 1 for 3, making about 50% of her shots from the free throw line. And we've got a timeout on the floor. Timeout charge to Grace. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball
on
KDCR.
It's important to be a part of.
Free throw is off the mark. No good by Holst. Rebound tracked down, though, by Blunt. Blunt layup good. Robin Blunt retreated to the baseline corner. Fired it back over to the wing. Got a return pass and was able to beat her player defensively. Robin Blunt now with 6 points. Dort College leading 23-6. Travel violation against the Grace Royals and Carolina. And the Dort College defenders have the basketball back, leading by 17. 23-6, Dort College up. Dort College enjoying their biggest lead of the ball game right here. They're up 16-2 earlier. Since that point, they've outscored Grace 7-4. Abby Chapman with the basketball. Chapman comes over to Blunt. Blunt swing pass left side to Cruz. Cruz driving in, puts it up in traffic, shot no good, but a foul on the play called on the Royals. More free throws on the way for Dort College. Foul called on double zero, Fatima Dreher. It's foul number two on her. 7:47 left to go in the first half. First free throw is up and through for Kim Cruz. Kim now with 3 points. She'll shoot another free throw. 24-6, pending another free throw. Cruz's free throw is up and through, 25-6. Cruz, Pyramid free throws. Grace basketball. Out front, jumper on the way, in and out, no good. Rebound controlled by Micah Hulst. Hulst to Cruz, Cruz long pass ahead to Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. And Blunt is shoved on the play, and Robin Blunt will go to the free throw line to shoot free throws. The foul's going to go on Dreher, and that's her third. So one and one opportunity coming for Robin Blunt. Blunt already with a game-high 6 points, matching Cassidy Vredevoden in that category. First free throw on the way for Robin Blunt is up and through. Robin is a 52% free throw shooter. She makes the front end of the 1-1. This will be the 11th free throw. That is the 11th free throw shot. This will be number 12 for the defenders. Robin Blunt out of the deep knee bend. Her shot no good. Rebound taken away by Hulst. Hulst goes right side. Vredevoden. Vredevoden puts it on the floor one time. Back out front, Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams has it stripped away from her. She's down on her knees to maintain possession of it. And gets called for a travel violation. Well, no, tie-up. A jump ball called, alternating possession. It is Grace basketball. Grace basketball. They bring it up. Jumper from the right side is off the mark. No good by Destiny Gamble. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Williams into the front court with the right hand. She passes off to Vredevoden. Vredevoden with it. Vredevoden comes back over to Hulst. Hulst, right side Williams. Williams back to Blunt. Blunt drives in the lane, puts her shot up, and she's going to be called for traveling. Robin Blunt whistled for the travel violation. Dort College leading 26-6. Right side, Grace, Katrina Hughes. Hughes with it on the right wing, picks up her dribble. She's going to fire up the jumper. A long two is up and through for Hughes from the right wing. As she makes it from about 17 feet. Dort College leads 26-8. Robin Blunt dumps it off for Vredevoden. Vredevoden gathers it up and good. The assist to Blunt, the bucket to Vredevoden. Dort College leads 28-8. 28-8, our score, 6:20 and counting. Grace basketball. Royals pass it through the lane, and it's out of the reach of Kara Lyon. And Dort College will have the basketball back. Grace thus far limited to 4 of 15 shooting from the floor. That comes out to just under 25%. Left corner, Blunt. Blunt to Angbers. Comes back right side, Williams. Williams to Newman. Newman right side, Williams. Williams will let fly with a three. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Robin Blunt. Blunt, two-point basket, good. She's got 9. Dort College leads 38. 38 our score. They pass it to Lyon. Lyon back out front to Orozco. Orozco, 3 off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Vredevoden. Vredevoden comes back over to Williams. Williams at the top of the key. She's got it in between the circles now. Passes left side to Angbers, Angbers, Williams, Williams, Blunt, Blunt, Williams, Williams, top of the key, Blunt. Short corner, Newman. Newman back over to Blunt, Blunt. Swing pass to Angbers. Vredevoden back to Newman, Newman in the left corner. Williams comes back to Blunt, 3 seconds, and now Angbers is called for a travel violation. Dort College turns it over. It will be Grace basketball on the turnover. 5:06 left to play in this first half. Dort College 30, Grace 8. Grace basketball, the Royals have it. Orozco. Orozco to Gamble. Gamble with the basketball. Gamble gives it up to Hughes. Hughes down to the baseline. Hughes puts it up, blocked by Vredevoet. Rebound, Vredevoet. She gives it up to Cruz. Cruz into the front court. Dort College with the lead and the basketball. Kim Cruz passes out front to Chapman. Chapman, Vredevoet. Vredevoet, high-low pass intended for Newman. It's taken away by the Grace Royals. Grace Royals with the basketball. Grace into the front court. On the left side is Orozco. Orozco picks up her dribble. Orozco back over to Katrina Hughes. And a foul on the play called against the Dort College defenders. That's going to go on Adrago. Adrago whistled for foul number two. Well, that's just her first today. I had her down with two, but that's just number one according to the official scorekeeper. Grace inbounds the basketball. Orozco. Orozco on the left wing. Feed it down low. Adrago, and Adrago travels with the basketball. Adrago turns it over. Traveled with it. It's Dort College basketball. Dort College with the basketball. Bringing it up is Cruz. Cruz goes left side to Engbers. Engbers tries to pass it over the top, and it's tapped away and picked off by Orozco. Orozco to Carver. Carver with the ball. Carver gives it up to Wurgis. Wurgis shot no good. Rebound controlled by the defenders. Cruz gets it ahead of the field to Newman. Newman driving in, and Newman, will they give it to her, or did the foul come before the shot? Referees will confer. That's Ryan Fries and Randy Wagmeister. They will count the hoop, and they will give Newman the continuation. Emily Newman will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Foul is called on Grace and Natasha Carver, her second. Checking into the game is Raylene Amador. So a generous continuation call. Dort College leads at 33-8 after the made free throw by Newman. Emily Newman now with 3 points. Grace has the basketball. This is Amador. Amador to Orozco. Orozco floater in the lane. Missed it. No good. One and done. And here comes Dort College up by 25. Pass ahead to Engbers. Engbers with the basketball. Back to Cruz. Cruz right side. Chapman. Chapman into the corner. Newman. Newman has it tipped away from her. Picks it back up. Comes back to Chapman. 15 to shoot. Cruz left side to Vredevoet. Vredevoet finishes with a left hand. Cassidy Vredevoet with 10 points, and the defender lead is 35-6. 35-6, our score. Dort College on defense. Carver, step back three, instead goes down low to Adrago. Adrago gives it up to Amador. Carver, that is. And a foul called on Dort College on the drive by Grace's Natasha Carver. So the foul goes against Vredevoet. Vredevoet, foul number one. 2:53 left to play in the first half. First free throw is off the mark. No good by Carver. She's got another one coming. Grace held the single figures. 8 points thus far here in the first half. It's 35-8. Second free throw on the way is up, and this one is good. Carver makes one of two. The defender lead is 35-7. Dort College basketball right side. They go to Blunt. Blunt, left side, Newman. Newman, right side to Chapman. Chapman swing pass back to Newman. Newman with the basketball back to Chapman. Chapman puts up a three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away, though, and the shot no good by Cruz. Rebound taken away by Blunt, and Blunt's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation gives the basketball back to the Grace Royals. Grace leads, trails at 35-9. Grace basketball. This is Amador. Amador to Wurgis. Wurgis to Carver. Carver to Adrago. Adrago shot blocked by Holst. Rebound, Kim Cruz. Here comes Dort College. Into the front court is Newman. Newman right side, Chapman. Chapman sets, fires. Three, too strong, no good. Rebound controlled by Newman. Newman back over to Chapman. Chapman pass over the top for Holst. Holst is fouled on the play. Odrago is whistled for the personal, and I believe that is number 2 on her. Odrago whistled for her first personal. I had her down with one earlier, but must have been on someone else. Micah Holst steps to the free throw line, makes both free throws. She's now 3 for 6 from the free throw line. And the North College defenders lead it 37-9. 37-9, Chapman takes it away. Long pass over the top to Williams. Williams racing down the floor with the left hand. Good. Ashley Williams with a two-point basket. North College leads 39-9. 1:35 and counting. Pass comes to Orozco. Orozco, jumper in the lane, no good. Rebound controlled by Holst. Holst with the basketball. Holst ahead to Blunt. Blunt into the corner, Chapman. Chapman saves it in over the top. Williams tracks it down in the opposite corner. 20 seconds to shoot, Chapman. Chapman on the left wing. Abby Chapman, swing pass over the top, comes back over to Williams. Williams high post, Blunt. Blunt in traffic, her shot no good. Williams trying to force a tie up. Here comes Grace with the basketball. Natasha Carver with it. Carver passes over to Amador. Amador, high-low pass. They dump it to Odrago. Odrago's shot no good. Rebound taken away by Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams takes it across the timeline. Ashley Williams setting the offense. 45 seconds on the game clock, 20 on the shot clock. And an illegal screen called on Emily Newman. Newman whistled for the personal, her first, team foul number 5. Dort College leads 39-9 on the Grace Royals in this non-conference basketball game. Carver passes right side to Amador. Amador gives it up to Wurgis. Back out front, shot no good for 3. Rebound cleared by Blunt. 25 seconds to go in the half. Shot clock is off. Dort College basketball, Williams. Williams left side, Blunt. Blunt swing past Chapman. Chapman over the basketball goes to Blunt. Blunt underneath Bredevoet. Bredevoet layup good. Cassidy Bredevoet with 12 points. Defenders lead 41-9. 7 seconds left to go. 6, now 5. Raylene Amador with it at the center jump circle. Amador driving right side, and they don't get off a shot. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, Dort College 41, Grace 9. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading Grace 41-9. At halftime, the Dort College defenders scored the first 5 points of the game, stretched the lead up to 16-2. Led 28-8. That was their second 20-point lead. They got their first 20-point lead at 26-6. And they stretched the lead to 41-9 at the intermission. Dort College led unofficially by Cassidy Bredevoet with 12 points. For the Grace Royals, Diana Drago leads them with 4 points. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. You're in the- Halftime numbers, Dort College 14 of 30 from the floor, 46.7%, 2 for 11 on threes, 18.2%, 11 of 15 on free throws, 73.3%. For the Grace Royals, 4 of 23 from the floor, 17.4%, 0 for 7 on threes, 0%, 1 for 2 on free throws, 50%. Dort College owns a 28-9 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Grace has 14, Dort College has 11. Cassidy Bredevoet has a team-high and game-high 12 points. 4 for Kim Cruz, 5 for Abby Chapman, 3 for Emily Newman and Micah Holst. 9 for Robin Blunt off of the bench, 4 for 5 from the deck, 3 for Paige Angbers, 2 for Ashley Williams. For Grace, 4 points for Diane Odrago, 2 for Destiny Gamble, 1 for Natasha Carver, 2 for Katrina Hughes. Cassidy Bredevoet has a game-high 6 rebounds, 5 for Ashley Williams, 5 for Micah Holst, 4 for Robin Blunt. for the Grace Royals. 2 rebounds for Destiny Gamble, 2 for Natasha Carver, 2 for Jesse Wurgis. Kim Cruz has 2 assists. Robin Blunt has 2 assists. Abby Chapman has 3 steals. Michael Holst has 3 blocks. Cassidy Vredebode has 2 blocks as well. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with a look at what's happening around the conference right after this. Our scores either at halftime or near halftime. Dakota Wesleyan leads Concordia in women's play 32-30. Morningside leads Midland after a slow start, 33-26. Doan leads Northwestern 32-30. Hastings over Mount Marty at halftime, 43-40 in women's play. And Briarcliff leads Nebraska Wesleyan 33-23. That is also at halftime. Dort College leads 41-9 on the Grace Royals in non-conference play this afternoon. Men's contest will get underway at about 4 o'clock today. Dort College basketball back in action this Wednesday as we resume GPAC play with 5 games remaining on the conference schedule. The Dort College, four games remaining on the conference schedule. The Dort College women standing 1-15 in the conference right now, 9-16 overall. Dort College men 8-8 in the conference and 16-9 overall. Dort College goes to Morningside this Wednesday night before returning home for their last home Saturday contest 1 week from today when they host the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves. And then a week from this Wednesday, Dort College at home versus Northwestern to wrap up regular season home basketball play as they face the Northwestern Red Raiders. 2 weeks from today, Dort College concludes the regular season as they face the Midland Warriors in Fremont, Nebraska. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, second half basketball right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College defenders with the basketball as we start the second half. Three-pointer put up by Chapman. She leaves it short, no good. Rebound is taken away by the Grace Royals. Grace into the front court with the basketball. Looking down low to Adrago. Instead, it comes out front to Carver. Carver with the basketball. Carver on the left wing. Carver to Gamble. Gamble's shot in the lane is good. Destiny Gamble with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 41-11. Left side, Newman. Newman on the wing. Newman comes back to Cruz. Cruz, Vredebode. Vredebode jumper in the lane. Good. Cassidy Vredebode with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 43-11. Just a minute into the second half. Grace basketball shot blocked. Rebound cleared by Grace. Coming out with it is Karen Orozco. Orozco to Gamble. Gamble with the basketball. Gamble, they feed it down low to Lyon. Lyon kicks it back out onto the perimeter to Orozco. Orozco, 5 seconds to shoot. She's going to hoist up a three and misses. Rebound tipped, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Micah Holst. It will be Grace basketball. Grace basketball. And the ball's down on the floor. Kim Cruz forces a tie-up. It will be Grace basketball. So Grace with the basketball again. Grace Royals to throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They're about out on the three-point circle. Carver gets the ball inbounded. Carver dumps it down low for Adrago. Adrago to Lyon. Lyon fires it outside. Adrago down to the baseline, puts up the shot. No, she gave it off to Lyon. Lyon hits the short shot, makes it 43-13. 43-13, our score. High post. They dump it to Holst. Holst lay in good. Micah Holst off the feed from Vredebode. Micah Holst with 5 points, and the defender lead is 45-13. Grace setting the offense. Adrago. Adrago dribbles right elbow to left elbow. They give it off on the wing to Karen Orozco. Orozco throws in a three-point basket. 45-16, Dort College in front. Newman with the basketball. Newman back out front. Cruz, shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Grace. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. And the defenders will throw it in. This is Newman. Back to Vredevoad. Vredevoad too strong off of the glass. Gets her own rebound back. And jump ball alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Grace will inbound the basketball. They get it into Vredevoad. Vredevoad two-point bucket is good. She's got 16. 47-16, Dort College leading. Grace has the basketball. This is Orozco driving in. Right hand, left side. Her shot no good. Rebound cleared by Gamble. Dort College by 31. Orozco, three from the baseline, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Hulst. Hulst to Cruz. Cruz will bring it up. Kim Cruz up the floor. Left side, Chapman. Chapman with it on the wing. Chapman reverses it right side back to Cruz. Cruz picks it up, and she is fouled from behind. Foul's going to go on Destiny Gamble. Gamble whistled for her second personal foul of the day. Dort to inbound the basketball. This will be Robin Blunt tossing it in. She finds Kim Cruz. Cruz with it right wing. Cruz at the top of the key. She passes left side, Robin Blunt. Blunt to Vredevoad. Vredevoad in the lane. Outside it goes Engbers. Engbers three. Good. Paige Engbers with her second three today. Defenders lead 50-16. 50-16 our score. Carver down to the baseline, and Carver has it swatted out of bounds. Last touched by, I believe, Dort College. It'll be Grace basketball, I believe, after this. After this conference with the officials, Kim Cruz checks out of the basketball game. Ashley Williams checks in. Dort College leads 50-16, so Dort College with this one well in hand. Pass goes down low, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College and Vredevoad. Vredevoad to Williams. Williams at the top of the key. She goes left side, Engbers. Engbers another three, her third three of the day. She's got nine, and the defenders lead 53-16. Grace Gamble. Gamble down to the baseline. Her shot no good. And the Grace Royals, after making a couple field goals early, Fawcett drying up, and they aren't making shots right now. Dort College leading 53-16. Hulst checks out of the basketball game. Shady Yeager checks in. So Shady Yeager will check into the basketball game. Now we've got a summit meeting with the three officials. Randy Wagmeister, Ryan Fries, and Dave Schoenrock talking things over. And the shot clock reset. Grace with the basketball. Grace gets it inbounded to Dreyer. Dreyer throws it away. It's taken back by Engbers. Paige Engbers looks off the defensive player. Gives it back over to Vredevoad. Vredevoad at the top of the key. Vredevoad back to Engbers. Engbers thought about the three. Instead comes back over to Williams. Williams to Blunt. Blunt. Engbers. Engbers sets. Fires another three. Good. Paige Engbers with three threes in the second half. Four for the ball game. Gives Dort College a 56-16 advantage. Orozco out front. Orozco at the top of the key. Drives in. Tied up. Takes the ball away. Goes airborne. And they call a tie-up rather than travel. It will be Grace basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ball is inbounded. Grace basketball. Orozco. Orozco on the wing. Orozco back out front. Free throw line jumper. No good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Grace. This is Orozco down to the baseline. Throws it up over the top of the defensive player. Rebound taken away by Blunt. Blunt to Williams. Williams up the floor. Left side, Engbers. Engbers, they aren't going to leave her alone any longer. This is Manis. Manis puts a three up from the wing. Her three is good. Tegan Manis with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 59-16. 59-16, Dort College with this one well in hand. Four threes in the second half by the defenders now has blown this game completely open. Grace basketball, right side, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Angbers. That's DeAger, beg your pardon. Angbers was looking for the outlet pass. Now instead it's Williams. Williams goes right side, Manis. Tegan with the basketball. Picks it up, gives it off to Blunt. Blunt pick, kick out, back over to Angbers. Angbers shot too strong, no good. Rebound to Roscoe on the baseline. Roscoe tied up on the play, jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College with the basketball. Grace will send four new players into the contest. Angbers throwing in right side of the lane. Gets it in over the top. Manis. Tegan with the basketball. She goes left side to Williams. Williams to Tegan Manis. Tegan Manis three. Left it short. No good. Rebound Robin Blunt. Blunt back over to Manis. Manis left side Williams. Williams underneath DeAger. DeAger back around the horn. They go right side. Angbers. Angbers three. Good. Paige Angbers with her fifth three. Her fourth of the second half. Defenders lead 62-16. 62-16 the score. Grace basketball. Left side Hughes. Hughes with it on the wing. Katrina Hughes fires it back out front to Raylene Amador. Amador into the lane. Adrago. Adrago with a two-point basket. She's got six. And the defender lead is 62-18. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Grace Royals. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Robin Blunt to Newman. Newman Manis. Manis on the right side. Now Blunt. Blunt drives in, tries to shovel it off to DeAger. DeAger had position. Blunt unable to deliver the pass, though. And the Grace Royals get the basketball back after the turnover. 13-12 remaining in this basketball game. Dort College 62, Grace 18. Right side is Dreher. Dreher with the basketball. Gives it up Wurgis. Wurgis to Dreher. Dreher to Hughes. Hughes with the basketball. To Adrago. Adrago back to Hughes. And Hughes gets the two-point bucket. Dort College leads 62-20. Newman in between the circles out front. Picks up her dribble. Comes back. Right side. Underneath it goes to Blunt. And Blunt is going to be called for traveling. Travel violation called against Robin Blunt. And the Dort College defenders will play defense. Raylene Amador walks it up. Pass goes to Adrago. Adrago to Wurgis. Wurgis to Adrago. Left side jumper. Baseline missed it too strong. Rebound taken away by the Grace Royals. I beg your pardon, by the defenders. Grace retreating defensively. That's Angbers. Angbers to Newman, and Emily Newman travels with the basketball. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Dort College defenders. Dort College leading 62-20 in this one. Had a feeling this could happen. Doing the prep work on this Grace Royals team. They have had a tough go of it this season. Averaging 51 points per ball game, giving up 86 points per game. Looks like they're going to be held below their season average for scoring unless something changes dramatically here over the last 11 minutes and 58 seconds. Emily Newman called for a hand check, her second personal foul. 11:58 remaining. Pass comes into Adrago. Adrago has it swatted away by Michael Hulst. Here comes Dort College. Comes back out front. This is Chapman. Chapman at the top of the key. Chapman to Manis. Manis to Angbers. Angbers looking down low. Angbers back over to Manis. 15 to shoot. Right side it goes Chapman. Chapman feeds it underneath Hulst. Hulst layup good. Michael Hulst with 7 points. Dort College leads 64-20. Grace basketball. Karina Hughes. Katrina Hughes, that is. Ball taken away by Angbers. And Angbers short arms the short shot. Comes back to Manis. Manis jumper, baseline good. Tegan Manis with a two-point basket. She's got five, and the defenders lead 66-20. 11-12 remaining in the basketball game. Grace with the basketball. Katrina Hughes, she'll fire a three, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by the Door College defenders and Abby Chapman. Chapman with the basketball, 10:50 and counting, ball game. Chapman with it on the right side, picks up her dribble, tries to dump it down low, and she's going to be called for traveling. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. Jesse Wurgis, pass, tip, taken away by the defenders. Abby Chapman with the steal. She ends up with it in her lap. Chapman on the right side with it, all the way down to the baseline. Chapman picks up her dribble, finds Vredevoet underneath, muscles it up, count the hoop, and she is fouled. Vredevoet with 18 points. Dort College leads 68-20, pending the free throw. Vredevoet with a chance at the three-point play. This will be the first free throw shot by either team here in the second half. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hovelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. 69-20, Dort College up big. Pass to Hughes. Hughes in between the circles. Hughes driving in, dumps it off for Lyon. Lyon short jumper in the lane. Good, she's got 4 points. 69-22, Dort College leading. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz picks up her dribble, comes back over to Newman. Newman to Chapman. Chapman, Vredevoet. Vredevoet back to Chapman. I beg your pardon, to Newman. Newman shot in the lane, no good. Rebound cleared by Grace. Royals bring it up. Right side, Hughes, under 10 to go in this ballgame. Katrina Hughes passes it off to Kara Lyon. Lyon back out front, Lonnie Casada. La Casada goes to Lyon. Lyon on the right elbow. She dribbles all the way down to the right baseline. Now Lyon trying to back her way in against Micah Hulst. Four to shoot. Casada back out front to Carver. Carver's shot doesn't draw iron, and on the missed shot, we have a shot clock violation. It will be Dort College basketball back. Dort College regains possession of the basketball. Kim Cruz on the left side. Cruz, double team, back over to Chapman. Chapman sets, fires, open three, good. Abby Chapman with another three for Dort College here in the second half. That is their sixth of the half. Seventh for the ball game. Dort College leads 72-22. Grace basketball, left side, Gamble. Gamble at the top of the key. She puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Long pass into the front court, down to the baseline. They give it up to Cruz. Cruz with it at the top of the key. Underneath, intended for Vredevoet. Picked up by Newman. Now Vredevoet driving in. Her shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Dort College trailing, leading 72-22. Free throws on the way for Vredevoet. First free throw no good. Is up and good for Vredevoet, I should say. For Vredevoet, that's 20 tonight. Dort College with this one well in hand. Second free throw is up, and Vredevoet cashes that one in as well. Vredevoet now a perfect 7-for-7 from the free throw line. A game high 21 points. Defenders lead 74-22. Grace basketball. Hughes comes back out front. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound controlled by Dieger. Shea Dieger to Manis. Manis into the front court. Tegan Manis with it. Goes right side. Robin Blunt. Blunt. Left wing. This is Angbers. Angbers back to Newman. Newman underneath to DeAger. DeAger crosses over. Puts the shot up. Good. Jay DeAger with a two-point basket. And for Door College, that is the 10th player to score today. And the defender lead is 76-22. 7:39 left to play. Driving in right hand is Hughes. Hughes comes back outside Gamble. Gamble, wild shot in the lane, no good. Rebound cleared by DeAger. DeAger to Manis. Manis ahead to Robin Blunt. Blunt gets a step down to the baseline, and she is fouled on the play. It's team foul number four on the Grace Royals. Foul is called on Katrina Hughes. And the defenders will then bound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass comes in to Robin Blunt. Blunt with her first field goal of the second half. She's got a game, she has a double-digit game going. Dort College leading 78-22. On the left side, Raina Smith. Raina Smith back over to Carver. Carver at the top of the key. She fires it into the corner. Shot no good. Rebound long, taken away by Robin Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Blunt to Manis. Manis in between the circles. Manis now dribbling, passes back over to Newman. Newman with the basketball, gives it up to Angbers. Angbers, swing pass over the top. Manis, Manis to Newman. Newman back to Angbers. Angbers right side, Blunt. Blunt to Manis, 10 to shoot for the defenders. Newman loses the handle on it, picks it back up, gets it away to Angbers. Angbers, Manis, Manis, she'll put it up, shot no good. 1 second on the shot clock as it's saved in by DeAger. Unable to squeeze off the shot, though. And the Dort College lead is 78-22 after the shot clock violation against Dort College. Angbers checks out of the basketball game. Ashley Williams will check in. Jora Vanderhart checks into the contest for the defenders. Dort College enjoying a runaway win, and we have not had many of those as of late. College able to relax and get some different players who normally aren't in the game rotation into the contest. Vanderhart checks in. With it is Williams after the missed shot by Grace. 6 minutes remaining in regulation. Blunt takes it up, and she is fouled on the way up. No, just lost it out of bounds. It was tapped out of bounds by Grace. It'll be Dort College basketball. Shaylor Lund checks into the contest for Dort College. So Lund checks in. Ashley Williams to throw it in, gets it into Lund, and Lund is fouled on the play. Shaylor Lund will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. 78-22, our score, Dort College leading. Free throw on the way is up and good for Lund. So Shaylor Lund in the scoring column. First free throw is good, and second one missed. And the defender lead is 79-22. 79-22, our score. Out front is Hughes. Hughes setting the offense, passes to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Smith gives it up to Quesada. Now Gamble with it. Gamble to Orozco. Orozco misses the three. Rebound is cleared by Grace. And they fire it back over to Orozco. Orozco with the basketball. Orozco to Hughes. And a foul on the play called against the Dort College defenders. That's going to go on Shea DeAger. DeAger whistled for her first personal foul. Dort College leading. Dort College on Wednesday night playing the team that's rated number one in the country, Morningside, on the road. Shaylor Lund comes away with the basketball after the steal by Dort College. Tegan Manis driving in with the right hand, and Manis finishes at the rim. She's got 7 points, and the defender lead is 81-22. 81-22, our score. Grace basketball, Quesada. Quesada goes to Smith. Smith, pass in the lane, tipped and almost blocked from behind, but getting the shot off. The Grace Royals Destiny Gamble. Gamble with 6 points. And the defender lead is 81 to 24. High-low pass goes to DeAger. DeAger lay-in good. Shea DeAger with a 2-point basket. She's got 4. And the defender lead is 83 to 24. 83-24 our score. Quesada passes right side to Smith. Smith puts it on the floor. Comes back out. They retreat to Wurgis. Wurgis to Quesada. Quesada with the basketball. Quesada back to Wurgis. Wurgis in the lane. Gives it to Orozco. Orozco shot no good. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Dort College up and running with it. Lund ahead to Manis. Manis steps on the baseline out of bounds. It will be Grace basketball. Grace basketball after the turnover by Dort College. Coming up with it is Destiny Gamble. Gamble on the right side. Gamble to Orozco. Orozco feeds it back outside to Smith. Smith misses the shot, but there for the offensive rebound is Wurgis, and Wurgis is tied up on the play. Jump ball, alternating possession. It is Grace basketball. 83-24 our score. Dort College in front. This one has never been close. We've had no lead changes. We've had no ties. A 5 seconds call on the Grace Royals. Dort College led 41-9 at halftime. Both teams have more than doubled their, or more than matched their first half output. Shaler Lund, 3-pointer from the wing, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by DeAger. DeAger with the basketball. DeAger to Williams, and Williams unable to track it down after it was tipped out of bounds by Grace. It'll be Dort College basketball. Paige Engbers checks into the ballgame. Shea DeAger will check out. So Dort College going with a smaller lineup now. Dort College will play 5 players on the perimeter, it appears. Jora Vanderhart gives it off to Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams goes right side Vanderhart. Vanderhart underneath Manis. Manis with the basketball. Tegan Manis picks up her dribble. Back to Engbers. Engbers into the corner. Vanderhart. Vanderhart back to Engbers. Engbers with the basketball. Vanderhart. Vanderhart Williams. Williams into the lane, and she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on the Grace Royals. No free throws yet for the defenders. We've had just 2 fouls called here in the first half of play, or pardon me, the second half of play. 2 free throws taken by the Dort College defenders is what I'm trying to say. Vanderhart gets the inbounds pass. Her shot no good. Rebound Manis, or pardon me, Shaler Lund, and Lund unable to gather it in as a Grace player knocks it away. Ball is in through the lane to Vanderhart. Vanderhart unable to put it in. Lund underneath. Her shot is good. Shaler Lund with 3 points, and the defender lead is 85 to 24. Destiny Gamble into the lane. Gamble picks up, well, doesn't pick up her dribble. Dribbles back out to the perimeter. Right side basketball. This is Orozco. Orozco puts up the 12-footer. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams driving in. Hesitates. The second and puts on the Jets. And she's able to get around the defensive player. 4 points. Dort College leads 87-24. Orozco. Shot is good. Orozco pulls up. Hits her second three of the ballgame. Second three of the night for Grace. And the defender lead is 87-27. Left side pass is Engbers. Comes back right side to Manis. Manis looking down low for Lund. Lund puts it up. It's good. Shaler Lund with 5 points. And the defender lead is 89-27. 2 minutes remaining in regulation. Shot challenged by Williams. Rebound cleared by Manis. Manis ahead to Vanderhart. Vanderhart layup. Can't get it. Rebound taken away by Lund. And Lund is fouled on the play. And Shaler Lund will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. 89-27 our score. Dort College leading. I need Jora Vanderhart to score, and then everyone in uniform will have scored for the defenders. Shaler Lund, first free throw, good. She's got another one coming. 90-27 pending the free throw. Second free throw is up, and this one by Lund is good. So Shaler Lund with 7 points off of the bench. And a double dribble called on the Grace Royals. Dort College leads 91-27. 1:47 remaining in regulation. Our score. Jora Vanderhart, layup good. So Vanderhart gets the two-point basket, and everyone in uniform for the defenders has scored today. 93-27, Dort College in front. 90 seconds remaining. Natasha Carver driving in. Carver's basket is good. She's got 3 points. 93-29. Right side pass, Vanderhart. Vanderhart, Manis. They look for Lund. They find Shaler Lund. Kick out pass comes back over to Angbers. Angbers Williams. Williams slings it up. Good. 96-29. Dort College in front. As Williams knocks down the triple from the left corner, she's got 7. Grace basketball, Lyon. Lyon, left side to Amador. Amador directing traffic. Amador passes to Dreher. Dreher with the basketball. Ball's tipped away as she drove into the lane, and coming over on the help defense was Manis. Ball is tied up. Now on the floor, it'll be Dort College basketball. Jump ball, alternating possession, Dort College with it. Tegan Manis will walk it up. Tegan goes left side, Lund. Lund back to Manis. Manis for the basketball, Lund. Lund down to the baseline, nothing there, Williams. Williams will let fly with another three. That one's off the mark, no good. Rebound cleared by Grace. Grace basketball. Long pass into the front court, taken away by Williams. Williams ahead to Lund. Lund fakes the pass. Puts the shot up, no good. Rebound taken away by Grace. And Dreher, 13 seconds remaining. And that's in all likelihood how this one will end. Grace with the basketball. On the left side, Amador. Amador gives it underneath Lyon. Lyon pivots a couple times. She gets the shot to go. So there's your final. Dort College, 96. Grace, 31. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders getting a win this afternoon over the Grace Royals. And joining me for post-game comments before we get to the coach is Dort College junior Micah Hulst. And Micah, much needed win for your team. Kind of a tough stretch during the conference play. You step outside the conference, able to play a game against a team that you probably feel that you should be able to compete well with and defeat in the end. Describe the mood of your team after the win this afternoon. What was it like in the locker room today?
We're really, really excited. It just gave us a lot of confidence. It's been a hard stretch, as you said, and just like seeing all of our girls hit our shots and Paige nailing the threes, it was so much fun. And so the girls are really, really excited, and hopefully we can finish off the season with some wins.
You're coming off, as you described it, a difficult stretch. You had some highlights along the way. I would imagine the way your team played in the second half against Dakota Wesley and Don and Mitchell on Wednesday night gave your team some confidence.
Oh, definitely. That game, which is, even though we didn't pull off the win, was super encouraging because the girls really stepped up and showed everybody that what we can do in the second half. Everybody started making shots. Like Kim Cruz, she made some awesome threes that were really key, and so did Abby Chapman. And it was just fun to see our team work together and make it that close with such a good team.
Right before the Christmas break, you suffered a broken nose, if I remember correctly.
I did.
Took you a little while to get some of that aggressiveness back. Did you feel like that set you back a little bit over the Christmas break and then starting second semester?
It definitely did. Playing with a mask is not one of those things that an athlete wants to do. That set me back, and it was just nerve-wracking because you never want to get hit in the face because it's so painful. But, I mean, the girls helped me through it. It was just a lot of work to be done. So, yeah, it wasn't too bad.
away from basketball. You've completed already in one indoor track and field meet as well. You went over 5 feet in the high jump.
Yeah.
What are your hopes? Obviously, you're going to be limited on what you can do between now and the end of the regular basketball season, but
yeah.
Are you going to be competing outdoor?
I'll be doing outdoor and indoor. I have to finish off the basketball season first before I can even think about track, because that's my first priority. I'll be starting track right away when basketball's done, and then I'll go to Ohio for a weekend, and then I'll start outdoor.
What are you majoring in? Tell us a little bit about yourself. What are you studying here at Dort? And a year from now when you graduate, what do you hope to do?
I am currently studying business marketing and human resource management. As of when I graduate, that is undecided. I'm hoping for an internship in the near future and then hopefully go into product design and development.
Micah, thanks for stopping by. Congratulations on a good win this afternoon.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That's Micah Hulse talking about today's contest. We'll get Coach Craig Steensma settled in here shortly. Just some of the numbers that jump out at me. Dort College limits Grace to 14 of 57 shooting for 24.6%, and 35 of 65 was Dort College from the field for 53.8%. So the Dort College defenders victorious, and Coach, pretty strong defensive effort by your team, limiting the opponent to 24.6% success, and you were able to shoot above 50%. You haven't had many opportunities like that this season, but that's a good combination for your team.
It is. You know, our defense was very strong today. I thought right from the start, anytime you're, you know, the opponent's in single digits at the end of the half, yeah, you got to feel pretty good about that. And, you know, just we've been playing pretty well defensively. And, you know, obviously the opponent today wasn't, you know, kind of a GPAC caliber team probably, so we got a lot of good looks. We got a lot of opportunities that we don't, you know, sometimes don't get. But we did. We played well. We pushed the ball well. I thought we moved the ball well. Played together really well. And, you know, it's fun for them when they can come out with a victory. And, you know, victories are hard to come by. So it's a good day for the Lady Defenders.
Shady Egg, I'm sorry. You end up with 5 3-pointers. This afternoon, made by Paige Angbers.
Yeah.
Once she got rolling, it seemed like everyone gathered confidence after she made a couple of those.
It's kind of funny how that sometimes works, you know. Paige started hitting them, and then people after her started hitting them. But at halftime, you know, I just said, when you're open, you got to shoot it. You know, we have a lot of confidence in her as a shooter. And it was nice to see her make several and really kind of blow the game a little bit more wide open and allowed us to play everybody a bunch of minutes today.
I was going to say, you don't get many opportunities to get everyone at least 6 minutes of floor time, and that's invaluable for some of these younger players who haven't been able to see much varsity time to get that time today.
It is, you know. That Jora and Shayler, I said, can you guys play seven straight minutes? And they're like, Coach, we have seven JV players some nights. We can easily do it. So I said, let's go get them. And it was nice to see Jora and Shayler both get to play a bunch of minutes and score some points for us.
Morningside on Wednesday, you probably don't want to think about them yet, but you have to. Number one rated team in the country down at Morningside. You go in with absolutely nothing to lose on Wednesday night.
Right. We do have nothing to lose, and it's a great opportunity for us, you know, to see if we can play good basketball, hang around, and, you know, if we can hang around long enough, we'll have a chance to win at the end. You know, that would be our goal. So, you know, we'll kind of look at what they're doing, and we know what they're doing. Look at, we played very, very well when they came here, you know, especially on the defensive end, rebounded it well. You know, they're a load yet, so it'll be fun to prepare for that one.
Coach Craig Steensma, thanks for stopping by. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take another break and be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. Here are the numbers from today's women's game. Dort College 35-65. Grace 14 of 57. That's 53.8% for the defenders, 24.6% for Grace. Dort College out rebounds Grace 52-23. Turnovers, Grace 23, Dort College 16. Cassidy Vredevoet leads Dort College with 21 points, 7 of 8 from the floor, 7 of 7 on free throws. 15 for Paige Ingbers, 11 for Robin Blunt. She had 9 in the first half. Abby Chapman ends with 8 points. 7 each for Tegan Manis, Ashley Williams, and Shaylor Lund. 4 for Shady Ager, 2 for Jora Vanderhart, 3 for Emily Newman, and 4 for Kim Cruz for Dort College's total of 96. For Grace, 6 each for Destiny Gamble and Karen Orozco, 6 for Diana Drago and Carol Lyon, 4 for Katrina Hughes, and 3 for Natasha Carver. Diana Drago and Katrina Hughes with 2 assists each. The Dort College defenders got 4 assists from Kim Cruz, 3 from Emily Newman, 2 each for Abby Chapman and Cassidy Bredevoet, 3 each for Ashley Williams and Robin Blunt and Paige Ingbers. Cassidy Bredevoet with 8 rebounds, 7 for Micah Hulst, 7 for Robin Blunt, 6 for Ashley Williams, and 6 for Shady Ager. For the Grace Royals, 4 each for Karen Orozco and Natasha Carver. Grace falls to 3-22 for the season. Dort College improves to 10-16. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. That will do it for the women's portion of our broadcast. Coming up, we'll set the table for the men's contest. Those of you traveling in for the basketball game today, we will tip off, I would say, in about 12 or 13 minutes, maybe a little longer than that, 13 or 14 minutes is when we will tip off with the men's basketball game, so a little ahead of our normal start time of 4 o'clock. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the men's contest right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM.